On with the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often-imitated, never-duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And, of course, I am one half your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd, you are.
Nerdette.
And I'm losing my voice, apparently. What the hell's going on with you?
I'm fine.
Apparently, I'm fucking losing it. I feel like it's going away because we've been recording a lot of content the past couple of days, and we've been staying busy doing our thing here at the old Voices of Misery compound. What have you been up to? Anything at all? You watch anything?
No.
No.
There's nothing on, man.
I know. Can I bitch about the fucking grocery store?
Why?
We went to the grocery store this morning, and we fucking went there for a couple of things.
Yeah.
Ended up being a $200 day.
Which makes no sense.
Can you think about that for a second? The shit that we got, we didn't get any food, really.
No.
We just got a few drinks to replenish our fucking,
Yeah.
Our little stockpile here of liquids.
You and I didn't get any food.
Nothing. I got my energy drinks because I need a little caffeine in the morning. I'm not a coffee drinker.
I got my soda and beer.
You got your soda and your beer.
The beer is 20 by itself.
Yeah, so are my energy drinks.
And your energy drinks are... So that's 40 right there.
So that's 40 bucks gone.
And then we had to get the kids stuff.
Yeah, so. Get the kids. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it was just snack. Like, the food that we did get was like their snack food. We just replenished the snack cabinet of whatever. I'm just so sick of this shit, man. I would love to talk to other people, like other families, like blue-collar families out there. Just be like, how are you making it day-to-day? What the hell are you doing? I would love to hear. If people are out there and they're having the same experiences, send us an email, voicesofmiseryPodcast@gmail.com. I'll read it.
They're not buying smokes and beer and, other things that we buy.
Well, we get a lot of listeners here because we're in the South. They could be buying meth, which is a lot more expensive than beer and cigarettes, from what I'm told, so...
I don't know.
I mean, I really want to know.
Usually our cart is full, and it wasn't even full.
Yeah.
And we spent that much money. I don't know.
I'm thinking to myself, okay, we'll spend like 50 to 100 bucks total between the couple stores that we're going to, and it's just ridiculous. And I just really want to know how people are making it, because you can't really buy food anymore, and you got to make a decision now at the checkout line because your pay's not going up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I going to do? Can I get this dinner? Or no, I can't get that because this has to happen, and it's... It's fucking crazy, man, and I find myself a lot of times when I'm doing grocery shopping, and the way that I'm doing things now is not only just for my own personal health and my benefit, it's because I feel guilty spending money on myself to eat, especially when I can be a minimalist and I can live that way. I do it. A lot of it is personal choice. I'm not suffering because of you guys, but I'm just saying it does factor into my decision to live this way. Because I can save and conserve and push it where it needs to go, you know what I mean? The extra, because you have to take what you got, analyze it, and see what will work the best. Support the people that you got to support, you know? So I would love to know what the fuck people are doing out there, because it's wild, man. The story out there changes from family to family, obviously. This is the only thing we're all in together with, mm-hmm. You know, how they were pushing that we're all in this together message with 2020 with the whole COVID thing. Oh, we're all in this together. No, we weren't. It was half the country
eggs,
against the other half.
Which is cheap.
Yeah.
And all I eat is pasta, spaghetti, and a cheap thing of sauce.
Yeah.
And that's fucking cheap.
And that's it.
So where the fuck is the money going? Because we eat the cheapest shit possible. Store brand shit. Yeah. And it's... almost $200 fucking dollars.
Yeah. Like I'm saying, like we're all in this... You know, suffering together. We're all fucking in this whole fucking inflation period. 9-point-something% inflation. It's ridiculous, man. We're all fucking just feeling the pain. So if anyone has any ideas to share, man, like I know some people are planting shit in their yards. They're starting to become a little bit more sufficient, living off the land, you know. We can't do that.
No.
We're fucking idiots. We would try to fucking plant corn.
We have fucking dogs.
Yeah, I think our dogs will be fine. Because, I mean, if we were really smart about it, we could put, like, because we have a nice size yard that we don't do anything with. We could fence off certain parts of the yard and put, like, certain things over it so the dogs can't get to it, like certain wire. that they can't get to the food. People make it work all the time, you know. It may be something to look into. I would love to get some tips on that stuff, because I have a really bad feeling, man. It's just this feeling in the pit of my stomach that we're going to have to start doing something here with the food supply. I just, it's an election year, man. 2024. Everything is going to go to hell. So we're here, and we're going to spread some cheer while we can. And I don't want to get into too much of that. That's about all the politics you're going to hear from me from this show, because today's show is going to be a Sherry episode, because she sent in some really good topics. And I'm sick and tired of being so damn negative sometimes, you know. And this week I did talk a lot about politics and conspiracy shit. So we're going to take it easy today on this Friday and send you guys into the weekend with some good, feel-good stories, courtesy of the third member of the Voices of Misery, our pal Sherry. So I want to say thank you at the top of the show for that. Have you done anything, though? You haven't done anything? You haven't watched anything? I know you've been watching Scandal.
Yeah, no, I'm into that.
Well, sell the people on that show. What's going on in it right now?
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Well, I'm on season three.
Season one is good, but it's a little slow. Like, shit doesn't really start, like, going down and hitting the fan and stuff until, like, season two. And now I'm on season three, and it's really good.
Yeah. It looks like that guy's really obsessed with her. Like, he won't leave her the fuck alone. She can't stay away from him either. She's trying to push him away, but
it's so good.
She can't for some reason.
it's a good show.
Best clap ever, I'm sure. They probably just get together, and they fight, and they cry, and they just kiss and have sex. Isn't that what happens?
No, there are other elements to the show.
But that's,
man,
a part of it, too. I'm sure there is.
I like so many characters on that show. Like, I don't think there's anyone I hate.
Yeah.
Season one, two of the girls were really fucking obnoxious and annoying, but like, and now I like them, so.
Oh, damn. Well, listen, I've been watching some stuff, because I know you really haven't been doing much watching the wise. For some reason, I don't know what the hell happened to you.
I gotta look up. I know my show comes back this month, I just don't know what the fuck day it is.
There's a lot of good stuff on Netflix. I've been going through that recently. I fucking hate that app, though. I really do. Can I just say this? I fucking hate Netflix. The app is just the absolute worst. It is the most unuser-friendly piece of shit.
Why? I watch a lot of stuff on there.
I try to find things, and it's like you scroll indefinitely. It's like you're scrolling downwards for fucking ever.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
I like how with like Hulu and Disney and all the other ones, because I think we got every fucking app. You go over to the side and you can pick like genres, and for some reason Netflix is fucking stupid. You scroll down, suspenseful movies you might like, this movie, that movie, critically acclaimed movies, top 10 for today. I don't give a fuck. I just want to find horror, and I want to find just give me the classic settings for movies. Like, you know, you got your romance, your comedy, your horror, your suspense, your thriller, your westerns would be fucking nice. You give me a section for that. Maybe I'm just not doing it right, because I hate Netflix. I do have a deep hatred for that fucking... I hate Netflix. I just do. They start shows, they never finish them. You get invested in some good things like Black Mirror. It was a zombie one. I've talked about it in here multiple times. They had two seasons. Black Summer. Best zombie show I've ever seen. Fucking two seasons. They just dropped it for no reason. So I hate it. But I did find a couple things to watch on it. And I'm watching Seinfeld. That's one thing. I'm almost on season four. It's like maybe one or two more to go before that one goes. And I'm enjoying it. I will finish it, just to say I finished Seinfeld, so I can bitch about it openly without being called a hypocrite for never watched the show. And I did watch Madam Web, which was a movie, a Marvel movie that bombed really bad in the theaters.
I've never even heard of it.
$17 million it made in a three-day opening weekend, and it's a Marvel movie. The lowest box office movie by far for Marvel. Because normally they hit like $50, $60 million in the low range. And for Marvel to be considered good, it's normally like the $100 million plus. And even that's kind of considered disappointment. How many fucking geeks will go out there to watch the fucking Thor 6 stand-up comedy routine with the Hulk, you know? But this one got a bad rap. People hated it. They fucking hated this movie. I saw so many bad things about it. Decided to check it out, and I put it on. I like this movie. I didn't hate it.
Who is this one of? Who is this
movie? Madam Web is a very fucking, like, not a popular character.
Okay, because I've never even...
Yeah, probably never even heard of her. I had to remember who the fuck it was. And I, even while watching it, I'm like trying to piece it together. Like, who the fuck was she again? She was in the old Spider-Man comic books, where she was just like a telepathic person.
Okay.
I don't really know her full story, because I never gave a shit. I didn't like Spider-Man as a kid. I still don't really like Spider-Man as an adult that much. Spider-Man's a good secondary character for me. He's not a main character, in my opinion. I just never liked him. He's too watered down. I read too many comics over the years to fucking hate his guts. I just never liked the character. I'm not going to get into great detail. I just never liked him. I just fucking hate the character. But anyway, Madame Web is just like a psychic that would come into the Spider-Man comics, and she would just be like the mother, I guess, of the fucking Spider-Verse, whatever the fuck. She would tap into it, help him out sometimes. She could see the future and stuff. The movie was actually really good, though. They introduced a bunch of different Spider-Girls with all the cool-ass outfits. Like, they had the Spider-Man one with, like, the fucking claws that came out of his back and shit, and he would, like, look like a spider kind of thing. They had that one. They were all different versions of Spider-Woman. The girls were, like, three of them that Madame Web's character had in this. It was so fucking all over the place, though, the storyline, as far as, like, the time shifts. I was trying to figure out in the movie, like, what fucking decade are we in? And they played a Britney Spears song in one of them. It was a song, Toxic. So I'm like, okay, that came out in the early 2000s. But then the car they were in was, like, in the 80s. So you're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on here.
Yeah.
And it never really pinpoints what time frame it is. They have Uncle Ben is in this movie from Spider-Man. Spider-Man's mom was pregnant with him in the movie. So I'm trying to piece together, like, when the fuck does this take place? And you hear the Britney Spears song, and I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Because I'm sitting trying to place it. I'm like, is it the 70s? Is it the 80s? Like, what decade are we in? It was just kind of all over the place there. I did like the movie, though. I'm not trying to put it down. I did enjoy this movie thoroughly. I don't know. I feel like I know why people hated it, but I don't want to sound like some fucking feminist by saying it. I think it's because people just didn't want to give it a chance because it was an all-female cast. And they were trying to say it was woke. God. I'm thinking that's why.
Okay.
Can I say that without sounding like a fucking liberal? I mean,
what
seriously.
App is this on? Or is it on
Netflix?
Netflix.
Yeah, which I thought was odd. Why wasn't this on Disney? Even Disney's like, yeah, you can fucking have that one. Take that bullshit. It wasn't that good of a movie, I guess, if you're a fucking Madame Web fan and it didn't exactly go the way you thought it was supposed to go in the comics. I'm not a Madame Web fan. I hate Spider-Man. So I hate Spider-Man. I feel like fucking Jonah Jameson. But I just didn't know enough of the character to sit there and pick it apart. So I enjoyed it for what it was. The acting was good. They're not going to make a part two or three because it bombed so bad. I did look it up afterwards. So if you're one of those people who's like, I want to see more of a movie, you ain't getting more than that. So if you're okay with just watching one of these, knowing there's only one and not going to be more, then I would definitely suggest it for people. If I had to give it a grade from an A to an F, I would give it a solid C. Put it dead in the middle. Because it wasn't great, but it was not bad at all. It was a good movie. I definitely enjoyed it. Watched from beginning to end. Would I ever watch it again? No. But do I regret watching it? No. I definitely enjoyed it. It was a very good movie.
Good.
One other thing that I watched, the crown jewel of what I watched, is a show that was recommended by our pal, our gay friend.
Oh, my God.
I have to... Listen, I need to say that because I need some of them on my side because I bash their fucking T side of the LGBT. I attack them so much. Recommended a show that's on Apple, Palm Royale. We talked about this on the Wednesday show that I was going to start watching this one. Mm-hmm. And it's fucking good.
Yeah.
I only watched the pilot. I got a little bit into episode two before I put on Madame Web just to get something I can finish the actually review for the show today. And holy crap, man. It's got Kristen Wiig is in it from the female Ghostbusters, which fucking was awful. And I did try to watch that one, and I couldn't. I tried to give it a shot because I'm like, well, you know.
It was terrible.
It sucked. It was fucking garbage. Not because I love Ghostbusters, because it fucking sucked.
But it was terrible.
If they did it differently, it could have worked.
Yeah.
They had all the guys make cameos. Why couldn't they have just been the fucking guys?
And then
bring them in because they needed help. You know, they could have made that movie fucking special. They could have. But they were like, nope, just girls just fucking invented Ghostbusting. That's what pissed people off with that one. Just getting back on the Madame Web thing. I think that one received unfair hate. Maybe partially because of Ghostbusters. Because they tried to do an all-female movie, it bombed, and they had that residual hatred could have carried over to this, you know, a beloved franchise.
How old is Madame Web? Like, how old is that movie? Is it new?
It's brand new. It's 2024. Damn. Yeah, it released just this year.
And it went to Netflix.
And Netflix.
And it's a new movie.
Brand new movie. Wow. They were like, Netflix can fucking have this bullshit.
All right, well, go back to, you said you were watching that show.
Mm-hmm.
And so that one's good then?
Really good. You probably wouldn't like it because I love it.
Oh, God. I think it's great. Saying that.
That's true. Everything I like. No, it's really good though. It's Kristen Wiig plays this woman, and I'm not going to, because I would give away the ending of the pilot if I go too far into it, but she's really desperate to get into this woman's exclusive club where it's like a bunch of rich women are hanging out at this club down there in Florida. And it's like all the rich, like Paris Hilton socialite types just hanging out there. Oh my God, I have so much money. What am I going to spend it on? Like those kinds of people. They're all sitting there. She wants to be a part of it. And it, man, I don't want to say too much because there's a fucking awesome twist at the end of the episode of the pilot that makes me want to watch more of it. Check this show out, man. Kristen Wiig, I'm going to give her credit. She looks fucking amazing in this show. Like, they made her look good in this one. I don't know what they did her hair and makeup. She looks great. Really good fucking show, though. You got to check it out.
See, that's good. So you're watching on Apple, because Apple TV's got some good shit on there.
No, this is a really good... Well, I watched something else on Apple that I fucking love. The show that you wouldn't watch.
Oh, that's right. Severance.
Man, if Severance... I cannot wait for season 2 to come out. There's a couple of things I'm waiting for to come out. But, man, this one, Palm Royale, so thanks to Scott for that one. That is a hell of a show. And I'll be giving a full review on the first season, because I'm going to finish watching it. Whenever the hell we record again next week. Holy shit, man. You're loving this.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you going to be doing? You have all this free time, and you're still not doing shit. I was expecting a full report at the beginning of the week. Recording. I'm like, wow, she must have watched a bunch of shit. What'd you do all week?
Nothing.
Motherfucker.
Nothing. Man. Finishing school up. That's what we're doing.
All right. Well, let's get on into the show here. You got any good, you have any topics at all today? Did you at least get your topics?
No, I didn't feel like doing that either.
Oh, well, then fuck you. I have one here that I'm going to start with before we hand the reins over to Sherry. I thought this one was interesting, so I wanted to bring this one up here. Fucking A, this is the shittiest story of the week. A woman gave herself poop transplants using her brother's feces to treat debilitating IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Then she started getting acne just like him.
Ew.
I mean, you have to get shit implanted into your body. That is brutal.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear this?
Yeah. There was an episode on Grey's Anatomy where they had to do it.
Well, all they did was they just took the script and they shoved it down someone's mouth. That's about the equivalent of putting shit in their body. Let's hear it.
I can't remember what the reason was, but I remember it that's what they being did. Done. Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Disgusting. Like, I can't even imagine.
All right. As a college student, Danielle Koepke started experiencing IBS, including digestion, indigestion, stabbing pains from trapped gas, and severe constipation. Well, nothing seemed to help her after 5 years of doctor's visits. Oh my God, I'm fucking about to puke. Koepke decided to try an experimental treatment called a fecal microbiota transplant, where a healthy donor's feces is introduced into a patient's gut to repopulate it with good microbes. Isn't it just called eating a fucking pill like I do every morning? Just take yourself a fucking probiotic. That's exactly what that does. It gets that bacteria in your gut to help you process things better. I mean, that's just good for anyone, especially if you're over 40. Get yourself a probiotic, man. Fucking take one every day.
It
helps your stomach.
I think they liquefy it and like shove a tube down your throat or something. I don't know. It's weird.
That is disgusting. They got to get the shit in there somehow. All those times he told her to eat shit when they were kids.
I don't know. That was one of the early seasons of Grey's Anatomy. I don't remember exactly what they did, but
and it made another
it
season.
Was nasty.
She used her brother and her boyfriend as donors, so they mixed shit.
Mm-hmm.
She told the Netflix documentary Hack Your Health, The Secrets of Your Gut. FMTs are only approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for C. diff bacterial infections, but scientists are looking into them as potential treatment for many conditions, including depression. As growing research suggests, there's a link between gut health and mental and physical health conditions, which there probably is a link there. I'm going to give them credit with that. Because if I fast for a little bit, I'll tell you what, man, I feel so fucking good. Like, energetic, bouncing off the floors, can't stop moving, that kind of thing. I feel good, you know? Like, really mentally cleared shit, too, sometimes. But then I go a little too long with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Not long enough to lose another 20 pounds for no reason.
Fucking A, man. Yeah. Well, that's depression. Depression, Calvin Klein. Remember those commercials?
God.
A similar experience was documented in a 2023 documentary, Designer Shit. A man in his 30s with Crohn's and DIY poop transplants, using his mom as a donor for years. DIY, he did it himself. His own shit. What was he doing? What? I don't even want to know. But they appear to ease his gut symptoms. So yeah, apparently this works, man. Would you ever do this?
I mean, if you have to. If you have to, you do it.
Would you really, though?
I wouldn't want them to tell me that's what they're doing. Just tell me you're putting something else in my body. I don't know. You don't need to tell me it's that.
I would rather get this in my body than the COVID vaccine, obviously. But if I had to do it, and if they were like, sir, this is the only way you're going to live, I'd be like, well, then this is where I want my ashes spread. Because I'm not, I don't want someone else's shit in my body. That's just, I don't care if it's going to help me live. I already have DNR on my fucking phone. I don't want this in me. It's just disgusting. I would rather die, wouldn't you?
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I, yeah, but still, I mean, that's fucking disgusting, man. I just wanted to start the show off with that one.
That's a great story you found there.
Well, that's why I started at the top of the show.
Good job. Hope no one was eating.
I hope no one was eating, but Sherry wanted me to let you guys know a bunch of things here, so let's hand the reins over. Two people broke into an Atlanta strip club through the ceiling and stole $250,000 in cash.
Why was the money there?
I didn't think they kept cash in strip clubs
like
this.
Yeah, you would think at the end of the night, it would be dropped off at a bank, or multiple times throughout the night, or something. There should be a system there.
Well, I did mention that, because, I mean, I know that the one down here, those golden dollars, where you use your debit card on a machine and it spits out fake money that you give to the girls that they exchange for real money after the shift. That's how it's supposed to work, because if you got fucking cash just flying around a club with alcohol, you know there's going to be some bad shit going down. It was never a good idea, making it rain. You see those videos online of these fucking people just throwing piles of cash on the stage. And all that money's just flying around. You don't think people are going to look at that and be like, all right. It's a cash business. And there's shady shit going down. So you would think if you're going to hit a place, you're going to hit a strip club, because they probably got shit going down there that they don't want to call the cops for, to have them investigate if something goes missing, right? So you would think it's a genius plot. But let's see what happened. Atlanta police are looking for two people who broke into a well-known strip club and stole about $250,000 in a complicated heist. Officers were called to Onyx Gentlemen's Club off Cheshire Bridge Road on Monday after 4 a.m. Police believe the two suspects were wearing ski masks and gloves, broke into the building through the ceiling. They then crawled to the location safes using power tools to cut them and take wads of cash. They also flipped the club's ATMs face down, although none of them were damaged or broken into. Throughout the incident, the alarms never went off. The suspects left about 2 hours after they entered, so they knew they had 2 hours of time in there, and they were comfortable with 2 hours.
And they knew the alarm wasn't going to go off.
Yeah, they were employees. This was an inside job. Either they were employees of that club, or the employees told them.
They took their sweet-ass time. Yeah, so it had to have been someone that knew.
100%. Like,
because otherwise, you would get in there and get out as quickly as possible. Like, that makes no sense.
It's like, hey, we're about to hit this club. Don't turn off the alarm tonight. This is your night to forget. We're going to take care of this, and we're going to cut you in. This is just too much. But people are stupid, you know? They're not going to think ahead. Like, hey, man, like, they're going to put two and two together. Whoever had access to the security numbers are going to be the first ones looked at. Who's supposed to touch the alarm? Okay, round them up. Get their connections, then they're going to get tied together.
$250,000 in the safe.
Yeah.
Why?
$250,000.
I can see some money being in there. That's a lot of fucking money to leave overnight in a safe.
I would never want that much money in a business that I own.
No.
It would all be somewhere else. You just don't want that. If I ever owned a business that had that much cash on hand, it would be in the bank.
Wow.
Multiple banks. Not just
there's
one.
No way they make that in a night.
I don't know. If it's a popular club, this is
Atlanta. $250,000, though, in one night.
It's possible. Depends who shows up. I mean, you figure, like, once all you need is a couple ballers, like a local sports team to come in. That's like $30,000 right there, probably a person. If Floyd Mayweather shows up, if he ever gets out of fucking Dubai. You hear they fucking kidnapped his ass.
Yeah.
He owes money there. Apparently some friend of his took some jewelry. He paid it off, but the people there want the jewelry back, and they're keeping him as fucking collateral until they get it. And his buddy they can't find with the jewelry. So Floyd Mayweather.
But he paid it off. Why is he paying and they need the jewelry?
They want that jewelry back because they're from Dubai and they don't give a fuck about Floyd Mayweather. He got called out by some other boxer. They were like, yeah, bitch. But anyway, what else you got?
Two Missouri women vacationing in Florida ended up taking an unexpected detour to jail after a brawl broke out over a golf cart and Disney World tickets, according to arrest records from the Wildwood Police Department.
Wildwood, okay.
I want a golf cart so bad. Yeah. They look like so much fun to just drive around in.
Well,
I want one just to drive the neighborhood. Like, just...
Would you actually go to your dad's house with it?
I'd probably just sit out there. He has a ring doorbell, so he would see me.
Oh, yeah.
If you want me to come inside, you know, if the woman lets you come so out to
fucked
get
up,
me,
too. That is so fucked up.
If she allows you to open the front door, please let me in. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Catherine Northrup, who's 31, and Gina Danforth, who's 28, of Missouri, are accused of getting into a physical fight because they were both upset over a golf cart and tickets to Disney World, according to an arrest affidavit obtained by Fox News Digital. The brouhaha happened just before 11:30 a.m. on Monday, May 6th, when police were called to a home where two women had to be physically separated while Northrup allegedly got belligerent, the affidavit said. Northrup told police that Danforth, these are terrible names, got into her face and was spitting, and claimed that while she attempted to separate herself, she was grabbed by her hair and pinned down. That's when, according to the affidavit, punches started flying.
Fucking amen.
Both women admitted to officers that they engaged in fisticuffs. Several other people were also present during the scuffle, but police said they were not able to determine who started the argument due to the lack of credible witnesses. So they were all there watching the whole damn fight, yeah, but no one was saying anything. Well, I'm sure someone recorded it.
Well, I'm glad no one said anything. Sometimes you just let the fight happen. And
you know damn well one of them was recording it.
Of course. I know.
I would take all their phones. The report indicated that Northrup suffered scratches on her neck, elbow, and stomach and was checked by EMS at the scene. Danforth was transported to the local hospital as she wanted to be seen because she wasn't feeling well. Both women were arrested and charged with battery. They were both booked at the Sumter County Detention Center and have since been released after each posting a $1,000 bond. Now, you're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really freaking worth getting arrested and thrown in jail on your vacation? I don't understand people.
Well, they get stupid and drunk on their vacation. You know, that's just what it is.
And I want to know, like, was someone holding the Disney World tickets and want to share them? Like, I would like to know the whole thing.
Well, people are just on edge, too, in general right now. So you figure if you go to Disneyland and you feel like you're slighted or disrespected, people are more likely now than ever to go 0 to 100 because of the way the world is.
It's just so stupid. Like, people go away on vacation and get drunk.
Yeah.
Get into an altercation, and then they go and get arrested. Yeah. These two idiots fighting over a damn golf cart.
I know. It's
just so dumb.
I mean, you have a substance out there that you know people are going to fucking abuse. You know they're stupid. They can't handle it. It's like, you know, maybe one day we'll fucking look at alcohol a little bit differently than we look at it now. It's this thing that's just fun to have around. You know, you can have it anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol is just fucking served everywhere you go. You go to sporting events. And the common denominator when someone does something stupid is alcohol, you know? But we never fucking look at regulating that. It's shit like marijuana that fucking gets regulated. And that is not going to make you fight. Do you think this would have happened if people were fucking high now? They'd be like, oh, dude, sorry, man. Fucking sorry. Dude, did you see that fucking special on YouTube about the guy? You're getting some weird conversations with people. That's exactly what happened.
Do they serve alcoholic drinks at Disney?
I have no idea. You're asking someone who's never been there. Never once.
I'm just wondering, because that's like a kid place. I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Yeah,
so
I'm sure they have alcohol.
I assume that they do at the restaurants and stuff. I don't know. It's just weird.
But it's everywhere. The water park that we go to has a beer garden. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, you got kids that go there and they do their thing. You get drunk people. There's always one that acts really fucking stupid. That wouldn't if you didn't have alcohol there. Sometimes that is supposed to be alcohol-free zones. Just maybe keep it in certain places, like bars. I'm not saying ban it, but maybe have it just at locations like that instead.
Maybe there's a limit to how much you can have, right? Because I've never had a beer at the water park, but they do have that beer garden there. There's got to be a limit because you're around water.
Yeah, like two.
You know?
Yeah, fucking
you can't really be
two
drunk
beers, that's it.
Going into
two
the
beers.
Wave pool.
Yeah, you don't want drunks just hanging around because people just... Because that's the thing with alcohol. It's very hard for people to stop once they start some. Not all, but some people, they just keep fucking going. Dumb shit happens. Nothing ever good comes out of a lot of alcohol being served late with no limit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing ever good happens. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, nightclub shootings, the people are all drunk. That's just the way it is. They're fucking, you know. Whatever. Sherry wants me to let you know about this juvenile who was arrested in connection to Dunwoody High student's death, school police say. It happened in Atlanta, where a person has been arrested in connection to a 15-year-old student's death at Dunwoody High School on Monday. The school district said the person arrested was a juvenile and added that they are charged with involuntary manslaughter and reckless conduct. They were taken to the DeKalb Regional Youth Detention Center. The district would not confirm that the suspect is also a student there. Maya Diguez suffered a medical emergency leading to the school being placed on lockdown. Fire department officials said she went into cardiac arrest and was taken to the hospital. Paulo Covarrubias, what the fuck is this guy's name? Covarrubias, Diguez's sister, told Atlanta News First that she believes her sister overdosed on a fentanyl-laced pill.
Oof.
Mm. Getting justice for my baby sister. Hopefully this is an eye-opener for a lot of families when it comes to kids doing drugs, she wrote on Facebook. Diguez was in 6th grade, or I'm sorry, 10th grade. I'm fucking stoned. Grief counselors were called in to help students and staff on Tuesday. I had her in one of my classes. It's kind of sad. You see someone in your class or in the hallway, and then the next thing you know, they're not here anymore. You should not be fucking thinking about this kind of shit in school, man. Seriously, you fucking go to school. I never once feared for my life when I was in school. Can you imagine being a kid nowadays where just shit can just happen? Our kid in her high school.
I think there was 2 deaths this year, unless one of them was last year. I know a kid died of a heart attack. Yep. And then this year, there was a suicide.
Well, that was the COVID vaccine that got that kid. The suicide. Yeah, there was a suicide.
There was a suicide this year.
There was another one.
A couple months ago.
Wasn't there one passed out from drugs in the bathroom?
Yeah, in the bathroom. That was another
pot
one.
In the bathroom and shit?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I don't know.
We did cigarettes.
We did have a suicide when I was in school.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We had them in our 20s. Like, our early 20s, people were starting to do that.
Yeah.
Not in high school, though.
Yeah, I was a junior, and the kid in my class died.
Fuck, man. We didn't have any suicides. In my school, we didn't have any. Afterwards, a couple of people I knew, I remember this one kid got drunk, fucking took a bottle of whiskey. It was like right after we got together.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I got a text. Yeah, he went out in the woods and blew his brains out. I remember feeling guilty, like, shit, man, if I was still around, maybe could have talked him out of it, because we were close.
Yeah, I don't know. That fentanyl, man, is terrible.
Yeah. Well, fentanyl, that was even a fucking thing when I was a kid, but like, mm-hmm. I can only imagine. We used to go to this house and just buy fucking bags of pot when we were a kid. Nowadays, that house might have had fentanyl and we could have died. So you can't trust anything anymore. That's why I order from Bindway and use code NERD to save 10%. Get free shipping on all my orders because of that, because I can trust them.
Yeah.
There's no fentanyl in that, just a lot of good old THC product that lights my ass up, that people should go check out Bindway.com if they want some free checked stuff by the FDA. It's regulated. It's good stuff. Cobb County first grader joins High IQ Society. Mensa. Holy shit. A first grader met with a Mensa IQ. A 7-year-old Graham Chapman's favorite pursuit involves an armful of books. When he's not reading, he's thinking. I think a lot, even more on days when I'm at home, he says. He reads books cover to cover over and over. I don't remember how many times precisely I've read these books, Graham said. It has attracted the attention of the best and brightest. How smart is he, Channel 2's Bernt Peterson asked Graham's mom. I don't know, that's a good question, she said. She received the answer from Mensa. The High IQ Society invited Graham to join after seeing his test scores from Rocky Mountain Elementary School's gifted program. He's in the 99th percentile, this fucking kid. He's more engaging, more talkative, and has a better memory than anybody in his family, according to his dad, Doug. It all started when his mom read books to him. So I guess the lesson that Sherry wants me to let you know is read to your fucking kids, people. Stop putting them in front of devices or we're going to turn into little pieces of shit.
I used to read to them every fucking night before bed.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
Now the kid is reading to his mom. His IQ is 132 at his fucking age, man.
Yeah.
That's incredible. 132 for a 7-year-old? And if you want to be like Graham, you got to read, study, and do well in your testing. That's a couple of tips there. And his mom's a nurse practitioner. He's going to be the next Doogie Howser MD. So good for Graham, that little bastard. Fucking 7.
That's good. As long as he stays on the right track.
7 years old, man. You think this is going to last, though?
Hopefully. His mom seems to have... She's got a good job. Yeah. She's a nurse.
It'll last until he gets some pussy in high school. Then he's going to be like, holy shit, what the fuck have I been doing reading books for? And it's going to go downhill from there.
Yeah, I don't know, you're going to have to keep on top of that, because that kid could do something if he stays on that path.
Can you imagine having a kid that gifted and worrying about the world and the shit taking him off course? Because there's so much out there. We were just talking about fentanyl pills. What happens if he's like, you know what? I've been doing schoolwork. I've never had a beer. Yeah. And he has one beer and it turns into two, and then he's taking a pill from someone because he wants to experience life because you were reading to him. I mean, it is a double-edged sword. You could be shielding him too much. And then they rebel when they get older. So there's a balance. You want this kid to have fun, too. You don't want to be, you know. I know he's only 7 years old. But you can always put him in a sport or something. But don't just focus your kid on one thing. You don't want to be a one-trick pony. That's one thing I've always noticed. We always had, and I don't know if it was true in your school, but in my school we had jocks and we had the smart people. There was never one that was both.
Yeah.
We never had like a really smart jock. It was always like B's and C students, but then you had your A students that didn't fucking have a coordinator bone in their body.
Once in a while, like a couple of them would end up on the honor roll or something, but it was, you know,
it was a fucking bad ass for a favor. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, in high school, we all got at least a C for not even showing up to class because our team sucked and we needed all the help we can get. So they were like, yeah, we'll just pass some of these fucking morons like nerd here. just push him along so we can play. But yeah, I mean, you never really see both. But congratulations to this kid. We'll probably never talk about him again, but I would like to see an update from him.
You never know, man. 5 or 6 years. Kids that smart, if they keep studying, they could actually turn into something.
If we're still doing this podcast in 10 years and we find out that he's like fucking like
he'll be the youngest doctor or some shit,
killed a hooker or something. No, I'm thinking like he killed a hooker and stole his dad's car and fucking did some crazy shit in Florida. That's the only way I'll end back up on here.
Well, there's a money mystery in Marysville after tens of thousands of dollars have been found around the city.
Hmm.
I don't know what I would do if we just...
I would keep looking.
If we just stumbled upon $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
The money was found in a couple public bathrooms, according to the Marysville Police Division. Captain Nate Satches said more than $20,000 was found in the bathroom at the Avalon Theater last weekend. Then on Thursday night, more than $10,000 was found in a bathroom at the Kentucky Fried Chicken on Delaware Avenue.
Damn.
$20,000 in a theater and $10,000 in a fucking KFC.
I mean, neither place we ever go to, so we'd just be shit out of luck.
They were hidden in a way that you would have to know where to look to find them. Wasn't like you walk in and they were behind a trash can or anything like that. It was hidden, Satches said. Employees at both of the establishments found the cash.
Oh, man.
Yeah. In his 18-year career, Satches said a situation with this much money being found in public places is a first for him. Investigators are trying to figure out where the cash came from, who put it in the bathrooms, and who it was meant for. Now, is this like a drug thing? Like someone's making a drop...
I know exactly what I would
like,
do.
Like, what else could it be?
I know exactly what I do, man. Let's say this happened at the place that I work at.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the bathroom and I saw, like, a little black bag behind the toilet or something. I pulled it out and there was nothing but cash in that bitch. I would stuff as much as I can in my pockets.
But see, without that would looking, scare me.
Without bulging all over the place. And I would just go outside, fill up the car, go back in,
go back in and get more.
Like a half hour, make it look nasty. I'll be like, man, I got a nasty stomach ache. I would go back in and keep doing it until the car was filled with money. I would finish my shift, come home, and be like, listen, I found $1,000. That's it. I would let you know about some of it.
Oh my God. I would be terrified if I found that much money because it was there for a reason.
Not me.
Someone not very good put that money there. That's what I would be thinking. And now they're going to come for me if I touch the shit. So I ain't touching it.
But I'm saying like found in the bathroom. And I made it look inconspicuous that I was put into the car. You're not going to have a camera in the bathroom with that money beamed on you.
Well, you don't know. They put cameras in toilets.
I'm going to die anyway. So it would be a win-win. I mean, if I don't die, hey, I just got $10,000. If I do, hey, I got $10,000. That's going to be, you guys going to have it because I'm going to be dead and I'll still be happy.
Well, Satches said MPD does not believe there are any more large amounts of cash out there. If anyone does find more, they are urged to call police.
Yeah.
He also said MPD does not want people just going around town looking for money.
Oh, yeah, I would.
But you found thousands and thousands of dollars in the bathroom.
How do you know there's not more out there?
There has to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's only 30,000.
I'm so curious as to whose money that was and what it was for. Because it's not for a good reason.
I would
go to
every 7-Eleven in town. Every gas station. I'd be like, hey, can I just use your bathroom?
In two random places. It's not like it was two different KFCs.
Yeah.
It was a theater and a KFC, so completely different places.
You just go to every place of business that's used their bathroom, and somebody already ripped the fucking walls apart. They saw the article, okay? Nothing's in there, I promise. I would hang that sign up on the door of the business. Someone already ransacked this place. There's no money here. Keep going.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
No, oh, fucking A. All right. Sherry wanted me to let you know about the school worker who was arrested after a student drank vodka from her water bottle.
Huh.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of these videos about teachers and just staff and faculty being brought out of the school because they were drunk.
Yeah.
Why are they getting fucking loaded? I think it's because they were home for all those times, you know, for that couple of years.
And so now they're alcoholics.
They were getting drunk, and I believe that's what happened. Remember how the teachers, they never wanted to come back to school?
Mm-hmm.
They were the ones prolonging COVID for the kids. They did not want your kids back in school. They wanted to stay home all day. They were picketing. They were fighting. That Biden's administration was all for it and shit because they're in the pockets. But anyway, I'm thinking that's what happened. I think a lot of them developed alcoholism, and they're like, fuck, I was drinking Zoom. I was teaching fine. I can bring it to work and drink, you know? But anyway, this middle school worker in Georgia is out of a job after a student drank straight vodka from a water bottle she reportedly brought to school. That actually happened to me when I was a kid.
So the teacher got in trouble and got fired because a student
brought
it in. It was drinking it. How the hell is the teacher supposed to know? Unless the student starts acting drunk. How are you supposed to know? Vodka is clear.
Yeah.
It looks like water.
Did that ever happen to you as a kid? Did you ever drink something off like your mom? I did. My mom had I thought it was water. It was like a half glass, and I was thirsty. I'm like, oh, cool, water. And I grabbed it, and I fucking took a sip, and I immediately puked. I was under the age of 10, but I'll never forget it. I grabbed it, and I remember they were like smacking my back and shit. They're like, well, did you drink that? Don't touch that.
Yeah, that shit's got to be labeled. You can't be going and doing... Like, my mom
was... I was just a stupid kid.
It was Coors Light in the fridge, and it was the box wine.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. I never even wanted to. And then I moved in with my dad, who was just drinking beer all the damn time. And once in a while, I would sit and have a beer with him, and that was it. Mm. And back then, I hated the taste of beer.
Yeah.
So this is my dad's fault. He started me on beer when I was a teenager. Alcoholic. And I hated it, and now I like it. That's what I drink.
Well, that was my excuse. I don't know. I never, even when I did drink, you know, way back when. When I used to drink, I never liked vodka. I fucking hated it. I hated it because that might have been why.
Yeah, in my 20s, I liked it, like fruity drinks, like a mixed drink. Like orange juice, vodka and juice, whatever, something like that. I can't do vodka. It fucks me up way too much. So now I'm back to beer, and that's it. But never when I was a kid.
My mom was drinking it straight. It was in a clear glass, and I was thirsty. I took a small sip, and man, I was like, fucking A, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how people drink any kind of liquor straight. Yeah.
So nasty. But anyway, officials said 39-year-old Alexandra Lambert admitted to bringing the water bottle full of vodka to a middle school on Thursday.
Oh.
Officials said the student thought he was drinking Mountain Dew, but soon realized it was something other than soda and reported a breathalyzer test that Lambert was 3 times over the legal limit. She was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct involving public drunkenness. She's no longer employed at the school now.
Okay, see, now that makes sense. So she brought it, and the kid started drinking it.
But how would you think that was Mountain... Oh, okay, so it was in a Mountain Dew bottle, I'm sure. She probably had it mixed. Had, like, a mixer.
Or it was in one of those clear thermoses that look like lime green or whatever, like maybe, that color. And
why are you drinking the teacher's shit?
I was thinking that, too.
Why would... This kid's a fucking moron. Why would you just grab the teacher's drink?
Yeah, I don't... I would have never...
She wasn't openly sharing it with him, I don't think.
Weird.
I don't fucking know, man. That's awful.
Yeah.
What else you got?
That's terrible. All right, I have one more. It might sound like a fairy tale, but this story is not fiction. A New Mexico couple was granted 3 wishes worth more than $1 million after finding a genie lamp in Texas.
What?
Yeah. A Grants area couple said they're steps closer to their dreams after an over $1 million find linked to an online treasure hunt that ended in Texas.
Okay, so it was a real thing.
Yeah. If you find the lamp, you get $1 million cash or 3 wishes worth $1.2 million, Dirk Gibson, founder of the Treasure Game, said. That's crazy. The first-of-its-kind contest by a company called Treasure Games launched back in January. For the contest, treasure hunters pay a subscription to get clues on where the genie lamp might be hidden. It took Ron Novak and Michelle Bush roughly 2 months and 3 trips to Dallas to find a hidden genie lamp with a prize. The couple made the connection that the clue was tied to a Seinfeld episode.
Nice.
They ultimately chose 3 wishes worth $1.2 million. One wish was a charitable donation to a group that Ron said helped him when he was homeless.
Mm.
Along, that would not be me.
No, this guy he's a rare exception to the few fucking awful people in the world. He's one of the good ones, because you never forget where you came from, who helped you on the way up. So yeah. Good for him.
Along with a donation to Hare Krishna Food for Life Group, the couple also bought the Southwest Motel in Grants that they're working to fix up.
Man, good fucking job for them, dude.
Finally, they also bought a Sprinter van so they won't be crammed with 4 dogs and their old Subaru on future treasure hunts.
Good for them, man. You know, fucking sweethearts of people right there.
Inspired by their journey, the couple said they're also hoping to start a treasure hunt game of their own. The company behind the genie bottle hunt that Ron and Michelle just won said their next $1 million contest begins in June. For anyone that wants to do a treasure hunt, like, that sounds like fun, but they...
It does. You gotta have money to do that.
Yeah, because so, they went to Dallas 3 times to go and find this damn thing.
They're doing this for sport and for fun, so at least the right people won that.
Yeah.
What was the first prize? You could either get the 3 wishes for 1.2. What was it?
You either get $1 million cash.
Yeah, that's what we would take. Right? We would take that, not the wishes.
And then it would be the wishes.
Yeah. We would take the cash. That's just how we are. We would take the cash, take care of ourselves.
See, I would rather do the wishes.
Really? Not me.
Pick out a house. There you go. They can buy the house.
But it's up to that amount.
Up to $1.2 million. And then, because the house would be completely paid off.
Yeah. I would rather have the cash.
And then a college fund.
But if you get 3 wishes, you have to make it $1.2 million. If you go under, I don't think they're gonna give you the rest back in cash.
Yeah.
Oh well, your 3 wishes got to $900,000. Sorry, you picked 3 wishes, you're out now. Yeah, I would just rather have the money. Give me the money and I'll just distribute it how I would like it done and just get what I need it done. I hate talking about money like that because we're never gonna fucking hit that $1 million.
No, but that's pretty really awesome. Cool, man.
Good for that, man. So that's a hell of a story to end on. But Sherry, being Sherry, wants to outdo you, and she has one final one. The top what you just did there. This is a sweet story out of Paulding County where a student sends a sweet thank you note to a sheriff for being his friend. This happened in Paulding County, Georgia. For some students, it can be tough adjusting to a school routine, but if they can find the right help, it can make all the difference. That's the case for one Paulding County student whose friendship with a student resource officer will touch your heart. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office has a student, Colt Boggs. What the fuck? His name is Colt, K-O-L-T, Boggs. Craig Cross stepped in to help Colt. It started off with Cross walking Colt to his classes and sharing stories with each other. Their walk and talks eventually turned into a friendship that gave Colt the confidence he needed to succeed at school. Last week, he surprised Cross with a heartwarming thank you note. Thank you for being my friend and always taking me to class. You made school easier for me. I love you, Colt wrote.
That's cute.
The sheriff's office says Cross's friendship with the Boggs family extends outside the classroom. He showed up to support Colt at his baseball games. We are forever thankful for the impact he's made in Colt's life and hope that they stay friends for a long time, his mother wrote on the sheriff's Facebook page. Sweet story, but where the fuck is dad at? That's my question.
I don't know.
You know what, man? I'm trying to be positive because that's a sweet story, but what's going on with the dad? That's my question. Where the fuck is dad at here? That really
bothers
me.
Maybe he's working and he can't walk him to class.
But I mean, I would be pissed off.
Why?
Because that's not this guy's, you know, you're fucking, why are you taking such an interest in my kid? Like, that's just weird to me. Maybe dad's not in the picture. That would be weird to me. Like, why is this random cop? How would you feel if our kid came home and was like, yeah, this cop came in, was walked me into my classes. Really? I would go right to that police station. Like, who the fuck is this cop? Stay the fuck away from my kid. This is creepy. I'm going to have to file a report. Seriously, stay the fuck. That's me. I know this is a sweet story and I'm not trying to take away from it, but that's what I'm getting from it, okay? It's very sweet. I get it. But I'm the fucking nerd and that's what I do. All right? That's what I fucking do.
That's cute. The kid has a friend now.
That's what I do, man. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I can't help it. I don't like it. It's very sweet. You see it as a very sweet story, right? You
think this cop's doing a
great job. You see it as sweet. I think he's
the kid was probably shy, didn't want to walk to class, and he helped. Maybe he's a security guard or something that works there.
I don't think
so. And he helped. I think it's cute.
Mm.
Good for this dude for going above and beyond.
You think this guy's going above and beyond? You think he's a fucking great cop? I think he's a fucking asshole.
There you go. Good job.
There's something weird about this guy. That's all I'm saying, man. And that leads us to our fucking final thing of the episode. And for some reason, you love this part of the show more than any other part of the show.
Yeah, it's the last one.
And you got a whole week.
I can't say that on the live show anymore.
You can't.
I can't, because it's not the last show of the week
on
the live show.
Well, you have a whole week to think of something new to say. You ready?
What did I say this week? Because I don't have to read. I think that's
something like that. Shit. All right, so this person wants to know, am I the asshole for displaying a photo of me and an anti-same-sex politician?
Hmm.
I guess the only way you would be an asshole for showing up, I mean, no. Why do you have to hide? Obviously, you took a picture of this person because you like them, so why do you have to hide what you believe in? Just fucking, whatever happened to people just believing what they wanted to believe in and
following. Well, maybe the politician didn't want it out.
Maybe, yeah. All right, let's see what happens.
Politicians stay in the closet.
Yeah. Well, this is the last one from the Monday live show.
Yep.
So, the prime minister in question is Malcolm Turnbull. So, there you go. Last Saturday, I hosted a get-together at mine for all the cousins. For the purposes of this post, the only cousin of relevance is Anastasia. She's queer and a staunch advocate of LGBT rights, which probably means she's a pain in the fucking ass. And overly sensitive. I consider myself an ally, so it shocked me when Anastasia accosted me during dinner to call me a homophobe. She used a photo I hung up of me shaking hands with Malcolm Turnbull, one of Australia's previous prime ministers, as evidence. So this person, like this, everything this person did, they were best friends, Anastasia and them were great, until this person saw one thing, and all of a sudden, all the goodwill was just thrown out.
Yeah.
Thrown out instantly because you have to bend over backwards for these fucking parasites 100% of the time, or else you're not an ally. That's what they consider an ally, a fucking full-blown cult member, kiss-ass, you do no wrong, worship us and give us what we want. Otherwise, you're a fucking homophobe. That's exactly how they feel, and they're fucking parasites. Anyway, let's get back to the story. Here's some context around that photo. Many years ago, I worked on a consultation project for the government. I was just a small cog in the machine, no one important. But I did get the chance to take a photo with Australia's then Prime Minister, who happens to be against same-sex marriages. To be clear, I don't agree with his politics. I didn't even vote for him. For a kid who grew up in some of the roughest regions of Australia, to go from that to shaking hands with the Prime Minister was a monumental moment for me.
Yeah, that's fucking cool. Why wouldn't you want a fucking picture of that?
Yeah.
I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
It wasn't the man that the photo was commemorating, but the office. I would never take a picture with Joe Biden because I don't respect the motherfucker enough to even want to take a picture with that piece of shit. If the opportunity ever came, if Joe Biden was at our daughter's school and we were picking her up and they were like, you can get a picture with the president, sir. There's no line. You can get one. I would drive by and call him a fucking asshole, flip him off, and probably get killed by a Secret Service agent. So I still win. So there you go. I told Anastasia as much. She was adamant that it was offensive of me to hang that photo up. Knowing she'd be visiting my home, you see, you see this? They're fucking care bears, man.
I'm not going to clear my pictures off the wall because you're coming over here. That's not happening.
I'm sorry, my house isn't fucking sensitive people proof. I mean, what the fuck do you do? You have to make sure everything is perfect for these fucking scumbags? Actually, that photo has been up at my house since 2017. She just never noticed it. And frankly, I've forgotten about it. It's been years since I've actively thought about the photo. But in an attempt to make peace, I told Anastasia if it's that important to her, I'd take it down when she's around. But of course, that wasn't good enough for her. She wanted me to get rid of it.
Yeah, no.
Which I refused to do because it marks a pivotal moment in my career. This was a hill worth dying on for Anastasia because she threw her drink at me before storming off.
Then get the fuck out of my house and don't come back.
It's that
simple.
These fucking
this
people.
Person offered to take it down every time this annoying bitch showed up.
Yeah.
And I would never do that.
Never.
I would never offer that. This person was willing to offer to get rid of the picture every time this bitch showed up at her house.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good enough. You have to, rip it up, tear it up, throw it out, burn it. Get the hell out of here. It's absolutely
never,
not.
It is never, ever, ever good enough for these people. So you never give them a fucking inch because they want a mile. And if they get the mile, they're going to want 10 miles. Then they want everything. They're fucking insatiable.
Yeah, fuck
they're
that.
Pigs. Pigs never stop eating. You can fucking throw 10 pounds of food at a pig and throw 10 mountain. They will eat and puke and eat up their... They are insatiable. These LGBTQ fucktards, idiot motherfuckers, they are insatiable for attention and obedience and compliance. They want you to roll out the red carpet, and that better not be one fucking speck on that red carpet. Better wash it, get a new one, and throw it back out there, and they'll inspect it. If they see one little speck, you are not good enough. You're a homophobe. You hate their guts. These people want way too much, and they're fucking awful. Definitely not the asshole.
No. No. Nope.
Actually, they are the asshole.
For even offering to compromise.
Yeah. You are the asshole. Because you bent the fucking... You bent a little bit. You've never been for these scumbags.
It's your house. Your picture.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck this Anastasia piece of shit. Because in a week, she'll change their mind, whatever the fuck pronoun it goes by. There is an edit to this one that the person added, and I don't care. My mind's not changing. You're an asshole because you fucking bend. You don't bend for these people. You say, get the fuck out of my house, you piece of shit. And when this wears off, you're welcome back in. Other than that, get the fuck out. You're not going to tell me what I can and can't have in my house because it makes you uncomfortable, you fucking cunt. You pay my mortgage, and then you can tell me what to hang on the fucking walls, you self-absorbed piece of shit. I hate these fucking people. They're the fucking... I hate people that want to just... I have to be comfortable. 24/7. No, it's the world's an uncomfortable place. It is. You're going to be mocked. You're going to be made fun of. No one is going to go through life unscathed. I've been treated like shit my entire life. You've been treated like shit. We treat each other like shit sometimes. It's just the way the fucking life is, you know? And then You just take your lumps and you fucking move on. You can't just expect everyone to just change their fucking perception of life for you. Who the fuck are you, you piece of shit? These people are going to go right to fucking hell because they think they're gods. That's what they think they are. They think the world revolves around them. They ain't shit. I fucking hate them. Fucking hate these motherfuckers. Can't stand them. So the edit. It's understandable that several people in the comments have mistakenly believed that Turnbull supported same-sex marriage. You're not entirely wrong, he did. But only when it was politically expedient for him, just like every other politician. If you research his political history, you'll find that he has more often than not voted against same-sex marriage. We don't need a fucking
history lesson on this guy.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't care who this guy is.
Yeah, dude,
you had a picture with someone? Who cares?
Yeah, you're the asshole because you're bent. Fuck you. And fuck Anastasia, too. And fuck all those LGBT-sensitive pieces of shit. You want to be accepted? Learn how to take shit. Learn how to joke. Then you'll be accepted. Otherwise, shut the fuck up. Why should I fucking accept you for who you present yourself as when you couldn't accept yourself for who the fuck you were presented as, motherfucker? Fuck you. What are you going to be doing for the rest of the week?
Lord.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, I don't know. Probably just watching Scandal. I have no. Yeah. I don't have any other plans. I have to Google when the hell this damn show comes out this month. Because I don't have a fucking clue. I hope it's a lot of episodes, but I know that they split the damn season between this month and next month for some stupid reason. I don't like when they do that.
Oh yeah. Walking Dead did that. Not first, but they made it famous, I think.
At least it's only a couple weeks apart, but just release everything. Why do I have to sit here and watch, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be, 5, 6, and then wait 3 weeks for the other 6. Stupid.
Yeah.
Release the whole damn season. Obviously, it's taped.
That's ridiculous, man. I hate it. I hate that shit. You know what that reminds me of? When, a video game company comes out with a game and they release the DLC like the shit wasn't already on the disc.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Oh, so you pay $5 for something? I hate that crap. EA Sports. 2K does that shit all the time. Fucking assholes. But anyway, I'm going to be watching. Was that it for you? That's all you're doing?
Who knows? Who knows what I'm doing?
Definitely going to finish Palm Royale. I fucking love that show. Definitely doing that. There's a fight on tomorrow. It's the Tyson Fury and Usyk are fighting. That's going to be in Saudi Arabia, which I love when they fight in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, so it's early.
It'll be over by 7:30. They'll probably be walking down the aisle. I'll probably be able to watch it either right when I'm waiting to punch out.
Oh my God, that's right. You work now on Saturday.
Yeah, I hate it. But I'll be able to watch, but I mean, I do what the fuck I want anyway, so I'll be able to watch it from the car while I'm waiting to punch out, or it'll go a little bit later for the walkouts, which will probably be the thing that happens. I'll be able to watch it here. So either way, I'm going to be happy. It'll be over before I go to bed. Watching Palm Royale, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to finish Seinfeld and move on to the next thing. I'm just going to keep on plowing through content. We have every fucking app under the sun. Might as well do it. So I'm just plowing through things. If you guys got suggestions, send them to voicesofmiserypodcast@gmail.com. And yeah, tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms.
Well, mine was specific. I didn't botch anything. Mine was specific. Mine was asking for suggestions for me to add to my list.
Okay, and then you can email at us, voicemiserypodcast@gmail.com.
All right, we'll see you guys Monday for the regular show, and then the live show at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time on podbean.com.